Solar has cucumbers, and I didn't want to use the air conditioner because we're blowing fuses. You get more than one thing on at once. So, it's a big problem for our electricity because I kept turning on the air conditioning.
The air conditioning and two water heat pots, all on the same circuit.
I do that all the time.
No, I got to go down.
I don't have the breakers labeled.
Put them in a couple other circuits.
I keep forgetting to label the breakers. So I gotta go down and click. Is it off?
Yeah. We have about, I bet, 30 breakers at least, and only about 5 of them are labeled. So I just put the main switch off and on, and then I made every
call. It's all labeled and on.
No,
on the breakers, there's little things that are labeled too.
I couldn't see it. It was dark. I should see it.
I just keep clicking and so
I'll give you a magnifying glass.
No, it's really dark. I had the light on, but it was still dark. Or maybe I took the thing in the basement too, because there was no light. Yeah.
Did you pull the string and turn it on? No.
Yeah. Hmm. I think I tried that. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Water
that's,
under the
stairs. That's my line. I don't remember. What happened? It was on and it was off.
You any good?
Okay, we're going to get started. So there was preliminary all about pickles and electricity and breakers and darkness and the basement. So it is cool here because it's been done a long time ago. So be nice for everybody. Let me pray, and then we'll get started. Thank you, Father, for the blessings of our children, and Father, for each of these families that have made such a commitment to raise their children with nurture and admonition, desiring to take on the full responsibility of that as they homeschool. Father, thank you for all those that put a lot of time and effort in trying to figure out a program run by the church to help that endeavor. And today, as we go over some of these things that it might stir up, some confusion and make it clear to everybody what we're striving to do and what our options are. Amen. Okay, we were going to cover this in August and we will cover it again in August, but since there's been some confusion, I want to go over some of this stuff so you know what your options are and what we're striving to do. I'm on the Slack, so every time anybody presses a button, I get a Slack notice.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen all the stuff that's come in. Yes, Jillian, I think you and Kelly are the main culprits of interrupting me with another Slack notification. So I have watched a lot going on. Going back to spring, we're starting to plan for what's going to happen in the fall, and it takes a lot of planning. And when you're homeschooling by yourself, it's easy to plan. You only have to do your kids. When you have to coordinate with a lot of other people, well, now there's going to be a lot more planning, a lot more compromise. Because you can't necessarily do exactly what you were planning to do, because you're going to have to incorporate everybody else. And Joanie and Kelly have done the major groundwork. Whatever happens, the policies we've set have been set by the elders, or Pastor's Advisory Committee, and it will be true for any group that is going to be operated by the church. So there's the same basic policies. Because we as a church are very concerned about doctrine, which is why I've been pushing for actually a couple of decades to get a homeschool group started by the church because doctrine is important. There are other homeschool groups, cooperatives and stuff, but doctrine is just not as important. So that was part of it. So then it's what will the character of it take? Well, that's going to become based on those who are in it. So based on those who were in it last year and those who are putting the work in, there's been a certain character design for the group that's currently operating. Now, we can certainly operate more than one group. If other members of the church want to start another group, you can, and it can have a different purpose. So the things I gave you, everybody should have already read through all this stuff as it was part of registering a child. So the first one was just policies. And yet all the policies, again, are going to be for any group operated by the church. And in fact, most of these policies will apply to any group outside the church that wants to do it. And that would include classical conversation, which is used to do, or if Leah wants to do something as a past, or some other group. Doctrine's still going to be there. They're still going to have to not teach anything contrary to our doctrine. And part of that is if they are teaching something different than what we teach here, then they are a different group. And that gets us in trouble with actually the passage. Because we can't defend that they're a group using our facility. Now we're aiding and abetting an outside group. So that's unfair competition. Therefore, they're going to start taxing as unrelated business income. And I have to fill those out for some investments I have. And it's a pain in the half. And trying to do the church, we have to hire an accountant, and it would take them a week or two. Just, it's absolutely horrendous. So that's why we don't charge anything, even to the outside groups. There is no fee. They can donate something. But if we were caught giving a value to a group, then we could still be in trouble. So I picked that up a couple of years ago, that whatever group is using the facility needs to be tied back in, that at least they are with your doctor's statement. Okay, so the groups that are run by GDC, the structure is you have the elders of the Passion Advisory Council, then whatever committee is running that group reports to them, or there may be a liaison, but that's the authority structure. So whatever committee is there, and each group is going to decide their own committee. We do require that it's going to be a group from the church using it, then the committee members need to be from the church. Just reason. Other people can assist and help, and we have quite a few that are not members of the church that are involved with the co-op. The committee itself then becomes those by any of that is the church. Okay, so that's committee. The cooperative itself, we went through thinking through how do we do this, because as you get larger, then we have to start limiting this time. Large. Creative Conversations already has a real problem. They're not sure they'll fit, even using upstairs. And they've been trying to find other facilities, but we can't find groups that would allow them to operate without wearing masks if that's required again. So we're not doing that. So we're going to want one community to stand against that. So there is a hierarchy, members of Grace Church, regular attendees, and then current members of the cooperative, so personal recommendation by a member or regular attender or cooperative, and then those that have connection roles. So that's a hierarchy of how do we decide who will be part of this and who will not if there's a space problem. And I don't know, how many people are already registered?
Oh, goodness.
I think it's off the top of your head.
I think I counted a lot.
30?
Right.
Okay. So that's quite a few already. Mm-hmm. A lot of people right down there. Down here. Okay, curriculum. Basically, mm-hmm. Cover that. Whatever curriculum is used by groups coming in cannot teach contrary to doctrine statement. You can have curriculum that you will correct. You recognize any curriculum can have problems, but it needs to be corrected, and you don't have to teach things. We gave some examples of the readers that you guys were using last year. You don't have to do black portion. You know. I don't think there's a lot of thrill about learning Latin Catholic statements. It's like this wasn't really helpful. You can also substitute material. AIG has a lot of good stuff when it comes to creation evolution. Does several other creation groups substitute that for things. Code of conduct is the same for everyone. The discipline have some flexibility. Weather policy, each group can set. Just a set for the Wappinger Central School District because it makes it easy. That's broadcast. It's easy to go on and find the information, and it means somebody's making a decision, and you don't have to. You may not like a decision, but since that's the way it is, it should be a decision. And then the health and illness policy is probably pretty much the same. Trying to keep sick kids home and helping kids here. Now, for this group, it was adding in an absentee policy. If you're going to continue to be absent, you're not telling people, then that's that kid's problem. So it also created that. And again, we're going to go over all this stuff again in the August meeting. Now, for the particular co-op that's meeting on Wednesday, now that's what this purpose and goal is. That should be on Wednesday. So everything here is geared toward that. A lot of stuff follows the general stuff we've already talked about, policies for the church. The goals then are probably pretty general. But there may be some other group that would like to do something that's not so much on academic, they want practical skills. So if they want to do that, they could create a group and they could do some just practice skills. We have reserved Friday as an opportunity for that to happen. Okay, so want to do just something like that or have a different class on some particular thing that is available, but you have to create your own purpose and goals for your group. Again, what makes this particular one different? Well, we require doctrinal integrity. An emphasis for the particular group meeting Wednesday is going to be on developing godly character. It doesn't have to match other groups that may want to use the facilities or another group that wants to do something on Friday, but you may be so focused on a particular skill, you're not looking at that. If the group on Wednesday, your academics can be secondary to godly character. And you may not progress as far as you'd like with the academics because you've got a character issue that are different. Now, admittedly, some of that comes from us, because that was what we saw as key for our own kids. Sometimes we didn't get very far with the homeschooling that day. But we got a long ways away on developing character, and that's really the issue. From an educational standpoint, if you teach your children to have godly character, they will have the skills to learn anything. If they can't sit in the chair, they're probably not going to learn anything. Okay? There's a reason why your little kids color between the lines and learn that, because it's a skill to have self-control to stay within the lines. It's not just having fun. It is fun, but there's actually a skill, and there's a character development skill there. So that's going to be part of what's going on here, and part of the reason for some of the things that came in, like having parents here, or somebody who's going to be responsible for that child, because you need to know what the character's doing. How are they acting with the other kids? Or is there problems developing so you can work on them? So I'm giving you a little more information just so you know what's behind some of these things. It's not just arbitrary. The registration process, we figured out how to do that online. And I think it's working, Jillian?
Yes.
Good? Okay. Yes, do not speak. Save your voice. Drink some lemon water and things like that. Lemon with honey.
Just nod your head. Are you sick?
Yeah, I have a really sore throat.
Okay. You could have just said. Okay, I don't want to make you talk.
That's okay.
The financial considerations, it's a minimal fee. We figured that out. That could change, but any group can, you can figure out whatever you need. That's flexible. Currently, you guys came up with $20. We'll see how that covers expenses. I don't know, but
I was wrong in what I told you. I thought we had a line item. We do have a line item.
Funded by you.
Got it. Which I didn't know. Okay.
You're funding the line item. Okay. Why is the church not doing more? Well, the church is already doing a lot. Okay. So that's part of using the facilities, the electricity, the heat, and all the rest of it. It's a way to help support you. We'd like to do that. If there's more, we would like you to do creative things with your children of how to raise them. If anything, you'd like to teach your children to be entrepreneurial and not with us, oh, we're looking for someone always looking for a handout. That's a character issue. So even though we probably could throw some money at it, probably more important than the character to get involved with things. Creative with that. Okay, so you could have a Saturday, we're going to, I don't know, us. Well, if you're going to wash cars, I will step in and make sure you're going to wash it with the correct material. We had a, was the boy, no, it was a youth group. Youth group wanted to do a fundraiser. They had a car wash. And they're using cleanser.
Comet? Like?
Yeah, like Comet. Like, you're what? That was in preparation for the next one of we'll repaint your car. I will make sure you have to use the correct materials for that. But you can be creative, you know, for things. That's finance, a student cap. Again, that goes back to what we had before. Our goal is not to be as large as possible, which is why I keep stressing it's possible to create other groups, is to have a core group. And we can have more than one here. Currently, facilities used on Tuesdays for classical conversations, Wednesdays for this group. I'm bouncing around the Red Cross now because we had them on Fridays, but we want a Friday for spillover. So they're coming on Mondays and Thursdays right now. But we can rearrange whatever. We'd like to see facilities used as much as possible to help parents with the children create that. And our goal isn't having everybody here. Ideally, those who are coming from other churches would learn, get an idea, and go start it at their own church. And then have another area that has a good, solid co-op. That's our goal, and we gladly help them. Shared teaching responsibilities. Now, this is one area that needs to be clarified, okay? When Diane and I were part of LEAH and just starting off, it was very successful, and part of it was because everybody was required to do something. And so you had different, you just joined and you ended up in how many committees? Because you're willing to do things.
Well, you had to be part of a committee.
Something.
You had to do something, and you had some choices. But you had to commit to being part of something. So you were either a helper or a teacher or a teacher of the class. I think the first year, Jonathan was five, and I was on the graduation committee, the peer review committee, and the science fair or something. And I'm like, I've never done this before. But the committees were good size, you know, and LEAH was big.
Good.
And we had a lot of guest speakers and wonderful, you know, but there was a discipline about it. And when they changed,
leadership changed, it changed philosophy and were requiring everybody.
And so everybody became lazy. Nobody wanted to do.
Well, not everybody, but most.
Most of the people didn't really want to do anything. And so it went way down.
So suddenly it's no longer cooperative. So what's behind this is everybody has to do something. So the first one here, an adult family member or representative will attend the meetings. Okay? We recognize there's a lot of different situations with the family. Your family has a different situation. Unfortunately, you have your mom who's been coming, right? So, but would she be able to teach? Well, she'd probably be great in Spanish.
Yeah.
No, I don't say that facetiously. You want to start a Spanish class. Okay? So in other words, you've got to be creative yourself with that. Now, part of the way a co-op works is you have a diversity of people who have a diversity of abilities and skills. One of the co-ops you did for a lot was you love science, so I will teach science. I will dissect things. We'll get Randy to make sure he gets the beer in my head so I can have a heart and lungs. And we're going to take a straw and blow up the lungs. And she did all that. She loves that. And then we had some friends who were really squeamish about any of that stuff. They loved art. She hates art. It's a little strong. Dislikes it. Okay. So a perfect co-op, and this was just a couple families, was, oh, good. She will teach art, and Diane will teach science. Well, it's the same thing even the bigger group. I understand. So you're doing what, astronomy?
Astronomy, botany.
Okay, astronomy, botany, physical science. So some of those may have some of the moms and dads. It's like, I really love botany. You know, and they may want to say, I'll teach the whole thing, which actually is good because it gives a consistency to children as long as they're a good teacher. So you may want to check that out first. The good teacher, they know the stuff they're going to do. Let them do it. Okay? Making it where every person does one thing of botany is going to be a disaster. Why? It's because you're going to find those who don't know it, don't like it, and that's not their skill with a big group. One-on-one is one thing, a big group is different. So what do you do? Let the ones who really want to do something still, let them do that, and the others then you can do something else. Okay, whether it's a different thing, maybe botany is not the thing, but hey, I love astronomy. Stars are great. Let them teach more of the stars. You can work that out. We do. And it'll be in the winter, and that's when you should be looking at the stars when it's nice and clear.
Yeah.
Keep track of when there's going to be a meteor shower or something. Keep track of it. So some people just have a real interest in stuff. Let them do that. That's why it wasn't being the teachers. Your mom wanted to teach Spanish, and we'll work that somewhere in there, the curriculum. Well, that's using a great skill, because she can't do the other, but she could do that. Or you could switch off with this, okay, she can't do that, can she then take on somebody's cleaning? Someone else is doing the cleaning, she could do that. That's how a cooperative works. Figure out among yourselves and trade off. What we don't want to have happen is kids drop off with no one responsible. Or sticking, because it ends up being like Kelly, because she's been gracious enough to just keep doing it, which is not what you ever intended. It just kind of ended up on your shoulders. With suddenly it's, well, I got a child. What am I supposed to do with this child? Or the other policies, suddenly you don't have a teacher. Okay? And I'll get that sincere. Yeah, because someone didn't call and make sure what's going on. We're trying to minimize that. So certainly switch off responsibilities that are all there, but everybody has to do something. There's, otherwise it's not cooperative. Okay? You have to figure out something you can do. And there's plenty to do. And there needs to be somebody who's going to be responsible child. Now, I know something that got confusing is if you have more than one child, you can't get all the classes with all the children. Even if you have a split personality, you can't. It's going to be physically in one place. So what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to coordinate with the other moms so that if you're not with your child, there's another mom who's going to take responsibility, just as you will take responsibility for their children. That's generally going to work out pretty easily because you have older, you have two classes, right? So young, middle, old. So if you have one in different age groups, that's why they're split. Arrange with the mom who's got the older kids. You watch them, and I'll watch the younger one, and or flip either way. Just make sure that somebody in there is responsible, not sticking it either on Kelly by default or whoever else is kind of over, or the teacher. Okay? Now, we have a default that sends the teacher when it comes to discipline. That's the idea of this. So somebody, you're going to do something to help. That's all that about. Maintenance chores, everybody needs to do that too. Understand it. Like this, and I'm going to go back and meet your mom. If you make an arrangement with somebody else, as well, you fulfill the responsibility to teach it, I will take on your thing, that's fine. But you take the responsibility, don't leave it up to Kelly or Jillian or somebody else's. They do the coordinating. You figure it out. Does that make sense? Because that's, did that clarify some concerns? Okay. Yeah, I did see one of the ones like, it's the same time. Bunch of kids. No, you can just make sure it's arranged. All right. Now, the other one that was confusing here is this commitment. Everyone's attended regular weekly classes, 10 to 2, including health and fitness faculty. Okay. Why is that there? That's a philosophical position for the Wednesday group, is trying to build a community of homeschoolers that know each other well enough, the kids know each other well enough, you're actually helping, and you develop good relationships with each other. If it's a hodgepodge, if you pick one class and not the other, and you're all scattered around, you're not going to develop that. That's what that's about. It is actually trying to develop a homeschool community. Now, that could change in the future, but we're trying to make sure something is started. I like the idea, partially because at whatever point persecution arises, you're going to lose those relationships. And part of it is if that kind of persecution arises, and remember, this kind of stuff can happen really rapidly. We're not going to have a facility for it. It would be the number one target. So you're going to have those relationships where you already know and you're friends with each other. And that'll go a lot, much beyond just homeschooling. So it's trying to build that interconnection between families. Even to the point if something happened to you, you would watch your food get your kids. Because in New York State, if you don't have someone designated, the state gets them. After we moved here, we found that out within, I think, the first year. And we designated the Lions as our kids until somebody in the family was able to actually get out here. Otherwise, the state would get them, and that was not going to happen. How did we know the Lions? Both church, but also homeschooling. Was right talking about it and stuff. So, they had boys, and we had boys, and that made sense. It's like a hunt and fish and things is what you do. Write things and snowmobile on. I'm down to commitment. So, that's what that core group is. Now, the core group begins with a Bible study, and that's why the Bible study is in there. Is to help facilitate that with the spiritual component that we're all working together. So Diane's been teaching the one for the ladies, and Ed Colon's been doing the kids, which I'm not sure he really realizes how much of an age range there is. he may elicit some help or something. But that's trying to lay a spiritual foundation for a core group. So that's why that's there. Okay? And I know there was concerns about that. Why can't we just attend, just the classes we need or want? Well, now you're perfect. And that's not what this group is. That's the Wednesday group. Optional class activities we've set aside for Fridays that can easily be done. It could be even done under the auspices of this group. With us, okay, we're going to have an extra optional classes for the Friday, and whoever wants to come, or doesn't want to go, I'll go. We're making it open. Field trips, Saturday activities, those are optional, but hopefully, see, there's another way you can coordinate this. Someone's teaching all the botany, so someone else, instead of doing the botany, they're going to coordinate a field trip. Because they're administrative skills, we're going to go someplace and see something really far and by, or I'm going to coordinate something so that in the astronomy class, we're going to be out really late at night looking at the stars. Because they borrow the telescope, that's another telescope. That's how the cooperation goes. So you can trade off. Okay? We don't want anybody stuck with all sorts of things piled upon them. Everybody's got to help. Everybody's got to work. And if you communicate enough and you've got a good core group, that's not too hard to do. If you don't have that, then it becomes very difficult. Okay? All right, so I'm done, but I will answer the questions. I didn't do that good of a job. There's no questions. Do you have any questions? No? You got a question?
I don't read all the slack because I haven't been able to get it very well. You need to still potentially that, so I don't do
it. She's slack on it.
I don't mean to be a slacker, but
she's a slacker on slack.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a slacker on slack, not for want of trying to respond get it all.
Okay. And one reason we do this meeting this early is means if there's other things you'd like to figure out an extra class or something, you've still got time to pull something together.
Well, one thing
September comes back.
That I'm thinking, too, is that as I thought thought about it is, and I think Jillian was in charge of this, I think, that at the next meeting, which is the orientation.
Yeah, that's when you're trying to divide up all the who's
going
to do what, when,
so where. There's got to be a way, I think, before that, to have people weigh in. And I think Jillian has shared with me that, or Kelly, one of them, that there has been, I think it was Jillian, actually, but that people have been saying think about what you can do and stuff. Have either of you gotten much in the way of, you don't want to have to assign that that's the only thing left to do if people don't express what they can do or want to. It's best if they do something they want to do, but I function outside my giftedness constantly, so, sometimes there's things you have to do.
Your parents, there's a lot of things you have to do because you have to do them.
Yeah.
And you'd rather not.
So, how complicated will that meeting be? And how many people have expressed, and I'll just throw it out because I don't know, how many people have expressed what they would want to do? I don't know if you can even talk, Jillian. If you can't, don't worry about it.
I had, there was one mom that told me what they preferred to teach, but I've asked other people and they haven't specifically told me what they want. But I was going to say, Pastor said that not everybody should teach, so then I'm struggling with how does everybody do something? Because not everybody's going to be teaching the public speaking, I don't think. And then we'd have to split up the sciences. So if the moms or the parents aren't teaching, what else is there for them to do? Because if we're all supposed to take our responsibilities cleaning, then it's not like, all right, I'll teach and you do my chore, or,
Yeah, you could do that, or you can say, I'll teach botany, you teach the art.
Well, so far, there's been more, but there's about, 16 kids taking astronomy for the one class. So I'd have to, that's the younger group where they're all fourth grade and under, and with so many kids in one experiment, it's going to be, we were thinking to put the mom of the little kids in that group. So there's going to be at least 12 moms in that group helping them. And they, unless I alternate everybody teaching a different week, they'd just be sitting around doing nothing.
No, you can't have that.
So you're going to have to create a spreadsheet of what jobs need to be done or what responsibilities need to be fulfilled. Does that sound better than a job? What responsibilities need to be filled for each one of these things? In a practical one, is if you have that many young kids, not every mom can be there because they're going to be in the other group. But they have to have someone who is, they've already designated, that's going to be there to make sure that their child is overseen and watched. Now, as astronomy, you have someone, these are all, theoretically, let's say you have someone who just loves to teach, okay? And they would love to show, the experiment, and they want to do that. Well, the other ones are going to be having to help, too, because they're already in there.
Moms.
The other moms
or
are
dads.
In there, or dads. I'm not going to say that no guys are going to come, because you may have them. You have one guy that's coming. Okay. So if the guy is, I was a principal, the homeschool is in the house, so it's always around. The principal was always there. Someone to send them to if they got in trouble. They're going to have each of those responsibilities. Who's going to do the actual hands-on experiment? One person can demonstrate it, then everybody has to get involved with it. You're going to have a spreadsheet. What has to be done? What are the responsibilities? Because my understanding of science is you're going to be teaching at home for the most part, and this experiment. So that's why there has to be hands-on. You have to have, but it can't be a one-to-one because you don't have enough people for that. You're going to have one for whoever you coordinate. But this is one reason why you're going to core group. If you have someone that just really doesn't like botany, they can coordinate outside of the group on Wednesday to say, I'll come over to your house and I'll help you with your work and help teach this. You can help me with this because I don't like that.
What?
You love science. You don't like art. Yes, you did. And they came to our house.
Okay. So, Jillian.
You're not getting it. Okay, Jillian, you're going to have the responsibilities. But because you got a core group, you can also help each other beyond just what's happening Wednesday. That's part of the reason for getting core group. So if someone likes to teach, they can actually say, I'll do that, and someone else can help with something else. You can do that with families without you coordinating it. Wednesday, you just have to have a spreadsheet. What are responsibilities to make sure every base is covered?
And you can have a teacher that's the main teacher, and I'm thinking a lot of teachers aides. Maybe you could call them, I'm thinking, teachers aides. Required 16 kids. I mean, I used to teach in co-ops all the time, but I only had like 6 to 8, maybe 10 kids at the most, and I think I maybe had one aide. But that's when the discipline policy kicks in. So it's not easy. I mean, it's not easy. But obviously, we need to have the moms and dads in there to help. Not just one teacher to only teach. So maybe we could call them teachers' aides, and people could, ahead of time, I know you probably already put all the work into it and they're thinking in a different direction, and if you have, it's fine with me. I'm just talking out loud. But we have to have everybody help teach, and cleaning up is just something that either everybody does or everybody,
including the kids,
should be cleaning up. And it's not a huge part. It's just, it's not a huge thing. I mean, really, teaching is the main thing. Everybody
it's that thing, but you have the labs. That's hands-on. You also have speech class, right? So speech class, you have a lecture form part of it, and then they have to work. You got to listen to everybody, and they have to grade it on that, right?
I mean, it'll be
like you have to quit. Well, you grade, evaluate. You got to give them some feedback. Yeah. Here's what you did good. Here's what you did well. And here's what you did poorly. You got the art class. That's going to have some hands-on because that's doing something. You have to have someone teaches how to do it.
That one's pretty easy. That one's going to teach itself. So the parents can actually sit with their child. And
okay. So again, you're still going to have when you have more than one child, you're going to have a parent who has been designated by the other parent. Watch my child while I'm working with your older child or with someone else.
Is this overwhelming for you, Jillian? Is this something that makes sense to have a spreadsheet, or have you already come up with another idea and acted on it?
No, I think I'm just trying to figure out what to break it down into. So the for the botany and the physical science, we might only have two teachers, like, and then they can just alternate, or because I have kids in both physical science and botany. Kelly has somebody in physical science and in astronomy. And I know Katie Galvano, she has, I think she's got one in each group, but we prefer that she'd stay with the youngest in the astronomy, so she wouldn't therefore be able to help in the other classes unless her sister watches her kid. But anyway, so I was just trying to figure out, I mean, we can have, it would mainly be for the, that smallest astronomy class, trying to find things for all the parents to do. So you can, if I was to do a spreadsheet, I can have somebody, I don't know if it's going to go, like, certain people do the same job or if we alternate the jobs, but somebody can organize the supplies and, like, look and see, or the materials or whatever it's called for the experiment. Like, they can look through the box, see what they have for the next week, and then they're in charge of getting everything that's missing. And then so then that would be their job. Then you can have the main teacher, like you said, who goes through the experiment with the assistant and helps call up different kids to come and, all right, it's your turn to pour this. It's your turn to twist this or, whatever. We could also have a group of, like, cleaners where those parents clean up the mess or clean up the supplies, wash the dishes, wipe down the tables. And then there can also be a separate group that come in to, like, set up the tables and break down the tables for the next class. If we're going in that way so that everybody does something, if even if they don't want to actually teach. Okay. Does it make sense? I don't know.
And remember, whatever, any of these classes, you're not going to have one-on-one parents to student.
Right.
Because of different ages.
Because you have more than, you have more kids than parents.
Mm-hmm.
They just have to coordinate among themselves, well, who's going to watch my child while I'm doing this other thing. So
right.
If you have a spreadsheet with what you just talked about, then that should be pretty easy. Is here's the responsibility, who would like to do this one, and let, you know, if people volunteer, well, they get the first pick of it, and then after that it just becomes assigned as we need someone to do this. So
right.
This is what's left.
Jillian, that was awesome. Just how you just listed all those things down. I've been racking my and I just, that was excellent. I just wrote all that down.
All right. It would be different for the two older science classes because we won't have as many teachers. It'd just be the responsibility of whoever is the teacher in that one.
And, you know, right. Another option that we floated around is splitting the astronomy class into two groups. The only problem with that, and it's not necessarily, is if you have a family that has a younger child in astronomy and an older child in astronomy, they're going to have to purchase two lab kits. But the cost is really going to be maybe $10, $20 per child, and it just is going to be what it's going to be, you know. We're trying to keep the cost down.
Right, to homeschool.
We're trying to keep costs down for everybody, but if it's going to create a huge problem for not many kids in the class, it's just something that we have to consider.
Right, and you can be creative. Like, for example, we did. I mean, there are times we bought dissection animals to dissect, and then there were times when I just said, Scott or Randy, get me a deer. And I took her, you know, I took the organs out and talked about it and looked through it and dissected them myself. So you can do a lot of things cheaply. And in astronomy, I mean, it only works at night, pretty much, the night sky. But as a family, I mean, we laid out, we all got up at 2:00 in the morning and laid outside one night during a meteor shower, and I'll never forget it. All five of us woke all three of our kids up.
That's cool.
And they were not real old. They were like 8, 10, 12. Mm-hmm. And we all just laid out there in the parking lot with all the lights out and saw this incredible, incredible meteor shower. So, I mean, there's a lot of things you can do to augment.
It's time to see meteor and it's hitting the atmosphere at a tangent, so it's streaking. Well, this one, we're moving into it, so some of them are coming straight at you. But as it's coming in, it's going to hit wind, so it goes.
And you see satellites, too.
And you start seeing the satellites, start noticing where they are. How do you tell a satellite from other things that are up there in drones? So there's a lot you can do with it. And,
but you know, but you probably have to figure out how many kids, but so far, figure out how many people you need. And I would even call them teacher's aides or assistant teachers or whatever if you want to, because that is a real role. You're not just responsible for your child. I would say you need, like, at least three people. You need a teacher, main teacher, teacher's aide, and then another person, which is what we do in children's church, that basically just helps out and ensure that the kids are disciplined, you know, that they are not talking, that they are, because the teacher can't do that when she's focused on teaching. You need to have enough people in there to do that. So probably the first step would be figuring out how many people you need in each classroom, and then have people sign up to do that. And then those that don't volunteer, they get it assigned because there's nothing else to do. Because, you know, those that are first to volunteer, you know, can volunteer. No, and I was thinking the head teachers have to be volunteered for first, really, before you can, so we have teachers, before you can go down to teachers' aides and things like that. You, first of all, have to have teachers.
That's why under 7 there it says help with teaching.
Yeah.
It doesn't say they're going to do it, it's going to help with them.
Not only in their own child, but in general. I mean, you know, if when we're at church, in children's church, if my child has a, you know, is being rambunctious, I would rebuke my child. But if it's somebody else's child, I'd rebuke them too. But only if I needed to, if they were talking and being a distraction and I'm trying to teach or I'm a helper, you know, and somebody else is trying to teach. So that's how we help each other. And that as long as we're all on the same page with the discipline policy, then, you know, which is why it's there, then it shouldn't be a problem. I mean, I'm not going to spank a child, but I am going to rebuke the child if the child needs it.
Beneficial to the child because sometimes Caitlin just thinks his mom and me and Crystal. Oh, that's just mom. They just.
I know. I homeschooled Caitlin.
Yeah, so I like when other people rebuke him. So it's like, oh, you got rebuked. Okay, now you're gonna, you know.
Back, only one day. But
when I grew up, it was worse. You handed the child over, you got spanked. Yeah, that's how when.
Yeah.
That's how it used to be.
Well, yeah.
You didn't spank him. Why didn't spank him?
Yeah. We'll get arrested.
My question, I guess, for astronomy, should we make the decision to split the school? Or should we, like, what are your guys' thoughts about 15? I think I have
17. Right. So far.
It's pre-K all the way to 4, right, before he says in astronomy, and he says six are in a lot. So pre-K to 4.
As long as you have enough room, you can. Because it's the lab portion, right?
Yeah.
So what exactly do you do in the lab portion of astronomy?
I think, like, that's one of the ones we think out. Like, we're looking at this. I mean, the astronomy is super simple. One of them, okay. I think they might be putting together some foam balls to make, like, the solar system. It's really pretty simple, you know? Okay. Sometimes they're outside, you know?
The only thing I would say you might want to split it is that the experiments need to be hands-on and you have so many kids to be able to do it. So if they're all going to, if only one person makes the solar system,
right,
then does everybody get a chance or they're just looking at it?
Right.
So that would be the only reason I would make this global.
Yeah.
Well,
is it pre-K through 4?
Yes.
That's 21 kids.
And the blue and the red people are not registered. So just,
oh, okay.
If that helps.
Okay.
There's 17 so far, I think.
Okay. Yeah. So that would be 17 kids.
Those are what they're hoping for, or it looks like they will.
Okay, so 17 to 21 at this point in time.
But that's a lot. Like, I think last year for physical science, I think Julie was saying, I think we had 7. But these are the older kids, and they could sit and take turns. I mean, sure, sometimes they get into conversations, but, you know, it was still kind of a lot for, like, one little experiment. But, I mean, they made it work.
Is it the same curriculum?
The same. It's the Pangea, so it's like, you know,
okay.
It's laid out the same way. Okay.
But if you split it, you could do a younger children's version and an older children's version.
And they do have different notebooking journals that probably the younger families will choose.
I would think so. That's a big.
Turn the patient what you're doing and how much each child needs to be physically doing something. Then you split it so there's enough where each child or group of children can still do something. Otherwise, you end up with a large group of people. You're doing it, everybody else is watching. So I'm answering it that way because whatever you split it to, the size of it has to be related to the activity that's being done.
Right.
And I'll throw it. If you have a science lab, you're dissecting something. Cost-wise, a lot of times, even back in the last millennium, you might split the object and dissect between two students. But the labs, for multiple labs, because we don't usually only have 16 in a lab, eight was usually in there, so that there's enough room for everybody to work on it. So there's multiple labs while everybody is working on something, even though the class is huge for the lecture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for labs, that's the way labs work. It's a hands-on thing. So if you need to split it because you can't get everybody around tables because there's not enough room, well, then you have to split it.
Well, looking at some of these activities, you know, for astronomy, I mean, it just seemed really simplistic, but also, like, for example, activity 6.1, understanding how the moon reflects light, we're going to need a lamp and a compact disc, and they're probably just going to, you know, and that's all we're doing for that day. I mean.
Well, that sounds more like a presentation, not a hands-on.
That's what we're looking at here. Once you get to the older days, it's definitely more complex, but astronomy seems to be super simple. So I don't know if that means keep it big and just kind of do a demonstration, or, you know.
Well, you're also wondering how big you can spread out.
That's true.
Because even if you split it, where would you split it to?
Oh, yeah. It's true. I mean,
you have upstairs, so you can clear out some chairs and make some room up there for a large whatever, but you can't take tables up there and have things that are still on the floor, or Randy will come and do it. And Jim Phelan, too.
Yeah, rightfully so. And I will say, like, that's definitely going to be our biggest group, but our upper grade levels are pretty good, too. There's being a lot of people for this year, too. So all of the groups are going to be big. I think Botany might be our smallest group, but two at the end.
So there's a choice stations. They don't take all of those things. Each child chooses between the two sciences.
Whichever, like, grade level they fall into.
This is what we're all, I've got to share.
Okay.
There's a big problem, but then splitting is going to be your space issue, probably more than anything else, of whether you can or not, because you have that space to split the two.
Okay.
Where are they going to go?
I know last year, physical science wasn't this. I don't know.
Not getting
20. Yeah, not, definitely not. I was hoping to maybe have the older group in the kitchen this year, but that's a lot. So maybe we could have the little ones here and button here, or, you know, somehow.
If we have 21, you need at least two months of training.
Is the book meant to go through fourth grade?
I think the book is meant to go from K through 8.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a huge. Would you kind of take it, you know, the parents at home can teach according to the level.
Mm-hmm.
And there's different notebook and journals. Okay.
Like a one-room schoolhouse set.
Yeah.
Which is great. That's fine.
So I just put the older ones do more. Yeah, Eva did that in graduate school. When I was teaching Ukraine, the ones who were working on the bachelor's only did this, but the ones working on the master's, they had more work.
Well, I just think of science where you were paired up in high school and college.
Mm-hmm. You have a lab partner.
You have a lab partner. But, yeah, like you share, like, it's anatomy, we had to gather. Yeah, but we share. Smaller things like cat with a partner, and then the cadaver was more lecture, and we brought her in, but she was more, she'd already been dissected, and so, like, pre-med anatomy class. So you had a partner, and you worked with that. Now, this is not going to be like that. Obviously, astronomy is not biology, so, yeah, because it just seems very easy. Like, I would think the older kids would get bored with that, or I don't know. But the fourth graders, they're 9 years old.
Yeah.
And the 3Ks are 4.
Yes.
So that's this range of 6 years of kids. I don't know.
I probably should work at least one night in there for you know, find out where the telescopes and set up telescopes looking for things and come take a look. Or find out the surrounding clubs that are around and find out when they're having one of those and make that a field trip.
I know they do it at the bridge.
No, there's all sorts of astronomy clubs. They like doing it because it's they enjoy it and they like to see that pass on other things, other people. So that'd be another one. So someone can coordinate that.
Yeah.
It's a job. But planning of things to do. Any other questions? Anything else, other problems that need to be solved? Plus two is still four in the real world. So this gets some information because you're trying to figure out what you're going to do. What else can we answer that might help you figure out what you're
doing? Or do you just need to figure out your schedule?
Well, if you guys got any air as far as any response, you should find stuff that they
need
Spanish classes.
That's a good idea. There may still be some Spanish curriculum in that cabinet. Jess's
leaving. It's all I keep up for.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has been
very
welcome. That's for sure.
I appreciate that. Would she be willing to do that? To do
the Spanish stuff?
No, no, I mean, like the cleaning.
The cleaning? Yeah, I don't think she doesn't have a problem with
that. Cleaning, aid, obviously. In my opinion, her English is fine, but in her opinion,
she's fine.
She seems to be a little shy.
Yeah. But, I think she could probably keep it up for sure. Just like all the kids need to be healthy this year. Just run out fighting.
That's first. Actually true. You need to be.
Well, now the only thing that I was, which is I wouldn't have him. Yeah, I went with him in science. He wanted to.
Nothing wrong with owning more than one science.
That's true.
Sorry,
you're
talking to
science.
That's true.
That's true.
My least
favorite subject.
Oh, no.
So I'll be learning
science. I would say, like, maybe the art would be a great idea. And obviously, public speaking. But then, I have to coordinate that with whoever's. I'm still trying to get that work. I haven't sat down with anyone yet to see if Wednesday could be a day that I can come.
Yeah, for now it's my mom. We're trying to work on that because my mom is very good, but I don't like the idea of somebody else being there. Okay. That wasn't the intention.
Without her, you mean?
No. I mean, we would like either me or her, me or.
Oh, right. Here, so yeah. Well, just continuity. Yeah, what do you have?
Man, what a change. You used to sound like school.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, when I used to send him to school, my conscience would bother me. The problem was, I didn't think I could homeschool. What I knew was to go to school.
Well, that's a lot of the stuff I'm about at school now.
You learn while you go.
But that's what happened.
You learn
more. I told Caleb, give me 5 minutes, Caleb. I take the science book. I know what I'm doing. Give me a minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have any like opportunities with your jobs getting into that?
Well, the only two options immediately would be for her to leave her job. Probably we're looking at September, October. So. The plan is get rid of student loan. Once we get rid of that, we're out of debt. So this will survive. You know, so either she leaves her job or I really wanted to leave my job. I don't like it. But the problem is she's better at homeschooling. We got to make that.
Mm.
Yeah. I can teach the stuff, the mowing the grass, building some cabinets. I can teach that. You know, even a Bible curriculum, math is fine. For the science and language arts, she's very good at it. So that's why right now we kind of wait and see. But we're going in that direction. She's ugly.
They can teach sounds like a carpentry class.
Yes, I feel about that.
Everybody builds a shoebox. A step stool.
Or shelving.
Or shelves, yeah, they build a little castle.
But my interest would have been like if I were, I would help with the science.
So,
so first come, first serve.
Taylor would be all in botany.
I did volunteer for botany too. Nobody has to wait on the slide thing, but that would be fun.
Well, you guys started early enough, you can help me with some botany.
Well, this, yeah, actually, are there any things you can plant in September?
House plants.
Okay. So nothing that's
stuff in September.
Trees.
In the house.
Some trees.
Yeah, you plant bulbs in the fall.
Okay.
And then we'll find out.
What
in spring, what happens to them? Yeah, I gotta figure out where I planted the galleries.
Well, who else is on? What about you, McKee? Do you have anything to say? Or, well, I have a ton, but I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be the problem maker, you know, and I feel like I'm bringing up concerns.
We're here to solve problems.
But I know how much work has already gone into it, so I guess I'll just bring my piece of, you know, like how I feel about things, and then, you know, maybe we can go from there. I just feel maybe I haven't been able to communicate enough with Kelly, so a lot of things I don't know what Jillian and her have already done. So maybe I'll just be honest, but do we know what our cap is or when we're fully, or do you back
because some of that's going to depend on what you're doing.
It's pretty open. And definitely in the upper high school, for sure. So it just really depends. Yeah. Good question. I don't know. I think it depends on the space and how much help.
Yeah.
For sure. So I think that was the other one was, and I know Jillian can't really talk, but the other jobs or tasks, because you had asked me to kind of list that out, but I don't really know what's needed still. And I think that's why maybe a lot of parents haven't volunteered yet, because they don't know what's needed, you know, particularly like what you're looking for.
That's why it's so appreciated that you're helping us raise like that, because we can't move forward and have nothing to offer. Even Jillian just now listing out those things, I was typing them up because my brain is not thinking. I just, like, am fried. So those were, like, excellent ways that they could help. I mean, they had to compile those things so we had nothing to offer.
True.
So thank you so much for helping with that.
I try, but I don't feel like I did very much because I'm not sure.
We just kind of keep adding to it and all.
Yeah.
So appreciate
that. Maybe we put out on Slack the spreadsheet. And then people would see places, you know, that need help, and then can sign up. And, you know, and I don't know, I'm not really sure. Like, how, it depends on how big, how much help there is. Some people might have to sign up for more than one thing. There are some things that are huge and some things that are minor. And so it's not like everybody does one thing. We try to all participate and do. That would be a good idea, put the spreadsheet out on Slack to show, and then people can volunteer as teachers aids or teaching the main thing, but I would put it out first, like in a different color, teachers, because that's the first priority. If we don't have enough teachers, then, I mean, because if everybody says, I'll be an aid, then we're still in the creek because we have to have teachers.
Oh, why don't you designate a super aid?
but that's actually a really constructive question. What else you got?
I didn't know how set scheduling is, and I know Doug's going to work, so I don't not try to throw a wrench in. I know a couple parents just talking about a thing that said that the current co-op probably wouldn't work for them, and it was just because, one, the public speaking isn't something necessary, I think, and they were more interested in maybe doing art, but can't say that really. That was more concern, so I don't know if there's any way, because we all have to do art in some way, instead of just saying, and I don't know what the art is that you have right now, can you join?
It's a good school, and she's super simple, and she just fills up all the different skills.
Okay, so, you know, I wasn't sure how big it is, or even if we offered that, and then maybe a different art class. Like, those young ones wanted to just do like a crafty kind of thing together. The moms and there could figure that out. But they could at least get art in.
Well, why don't you talk with those that can't because the scheduling doesn't work and see if they want to use the church on Fridays.
So, okay. A question about that is if they choose to do some of the classes on Fridays, do they have to put one day in for it? They have to participate in both. Or is this Friday just an option?
It depends on what they want to do. If they want to do something completely separate, it just happens. If they're members of the church, it shouldn't be a problem. It's just going to sit with a lot of stuff. If they're not members, they have to come up with their own group, and they would be responsible for, like, any other outside group. So that's a big factor.
Like, it doesn't work
the
same way as the current, but because Kittle's doing a different science, say she wanted to do art to fulfill that, can she only come on Friday, or does she have to be part of the
website? Well, they're members of the church, so it's not a problem, but they take responsibility. Part of it is, see, if you're not a member of the church, we have an insurance issue, okay? If you're a member of the church, we are covering insurance. If you're from an outside group, i.e. you're not a member, then you have to create something where you are going to get insurance. All the groups that come. So they're not in the church. If you want to come and serve on Friday, pick what you want to coordinate. Okay? And that can be separate from Wednesday.
But all the stuff, that's first.
But you'll be here Wednesday for those things. What we're trying to do is create a community. So I am serious about the ideas. Okay, he needs to get the science. Somewhere along the line, he needs to learn bio. Okay? So he gets an extra class. It's not going to kill him. It really isn't. Because all this really is the last portion. So however you do the rest of it will be up to you. And this is junior high botany. This is a plant. These are the parts of a plant. So it's not a huge thing. It's trying to get them started into understanding plants and all that kind of stuff. Which, if he takes that, he can create a garden in your backyard. Do something with plants.
They kind of take a return of it. It's
really long. So, what I'm trying to see, there's a bigger vision than just, okay, I got to meet with plants to stay. I want to create a camaraderie with other parents, and it's a whole lot more fun for children to actually do it with somebody else doing the same thing. Even with our own, whatever class we had, a lot of times, all three were going to do the same subject at different levels. Especially with hands-on kind of thing. You know, Jimmy's the loser in that class. He doesn't remember so well because he's so young. Even our field trips and all that kind of stuff. So I would encourage that, but you basically comes to is you have to decide what you can do is best for your family, what's going to work for you. From my own standpoint, seeing this moving forward is something really strong as a pastor seeing in the church, it's developing the families broader together, starting up spiritual input, and that's going to go through everything else. He's not isolated, but he's doing one science and everybody else is doing something else. That means when he sees the other, on Sunday, hey, what did you do for the same classes you're talking about? That's one reason for that. The other stuff is optional. Part of the reason why an optional, why make all the other stuff optional? Well, we recognize there's a problem with time scheduling. How do you squeeze everything in? And we know not everybody can stay. He said, you had to be here at 9 a.m. and leave at 5. Why? Cut a lot of families out. They can't do that. So that's why the art thing is we want to make Fridays open. That's on purpose. We realize it's going to be a lot more, and we have a huge, we're getting larger number of kids that can't all be here at the same time. And even by art, it's an art class, but how much room do we have to put that many different art classes going on at the same time? Because that needs a table or something. Hands on, how many tables do we have enough room for however many kids are on there?
You can get about that 10 to 12 at a table, but that's one of these tables, four on each side.
You can get 10 max, and it's parked if you're on each side and you've got something working on. Over here gets a bit of this. It's more like two. Keep with kids, you got stuff to get out. So, set up for EBS when we go to crafts.
I don't know, I've never done
crap anymore. We're all having a great time.
Yeah.
So that's for the, I mean, some of that's compromising. Okay, we'll get to the science. But that's why, and I'm going to start pushing for next year already, is when the semester is ending next spring, is be looking for coordinating this, okay, what are we going to do for the fall? Because you did that, you and Jillian, you kept asking for input, well, what are we going to do? You have a lot of discussions about which sciences, trying to coordinate that the best you could. And as the years go on, it should coordinate a little easier, because if everybody's kind of matching, then you're all on the same track rather than one's already done that, one's already done bot, one would be bot.
Jillian's been great with that because we actually have it in our schedule. Like, we're planning for curriculum this week, so it's in our schedule for the year. Like, at lunchtime, this is what we're doing. So we'll be hopefully ahead of the game for next year.
And some of it might mean one child might be repeating something. Repetition is a key to learning. Right, Professor?
Yes, I get a lot of.
Well, even within the class itself, they have to keep doing it over and over to learn the technique. Repetition is good. I ended up taking the full course of physics twice because I took it without trig and then found out my major needed it with trig. So I was taking it and taking trig, and then I had to repeat the whole thing with trig. It was sure a lot easier trigonometry. But I knew physics by the time I was done. Yes, ma'am. I will be quiet.
No, just so, Nick, so just to clarify then, if there is an attender but a non-member, they would have to, and the one who starts something on Friday that was not part of this group, they would have to get insurance.
Right.
But they would have to adhere to the same policies of all ministries for children.
Or if you're a member of the end, we want to sponsor, you can have vehicles that will cover the insurance. If it's part of the church, then we can cover it. And it doesn't, we're not committed to just one group. I say that earlier. If we want to create an extra group, it's not a problem. And I would always still be pushing this, try and be involved as much as possible with other parents. But there's definitely a lot more subjects to be taught than what's going on Wednesday. Wednesday, we're not creating a school.
It feels like they're looking to help people. They feel, like it's
you pick this, you pick this, or you pick this, and I understand that there's a time limit and that there was a way that you had to kind of do it, but I also know that there are some that aren't coming back because they feel that there is no spot for them to sit. And I understand what you're saying.
Sit in terms of?
They're not learning that science, or they're not interested in doing that science. Some have learning disabilities, so they don't do that kind of science or that way. They would rather do more of a nature study, something that's more real-life, books, hands-on,
sure,
and meet them where they are.
Sure.
And able to do it that way. This isn't for everybody.
No.
You know, they don't want to learn
the same. You certainly have to adjust what you're doing with Jenny.
Yeah, which I think if you look at the current numbers of autism, you'll know that that's going to happen more. So meeting people where they are and kind of trying to help them along, I don't know, that's big on my mind because I have a stump that's there.
I'll throw this one, even with Jen, because we've dealt with this. Being with other kids wasn't just okay. Is that first statement?
No, he can handle noise. He's on the autism spectrum.
So, but having a more, he started learning the discipline necessary to handle it. That's definitely a little bit good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why early on, his character is more important than the academics. So it also means the other kids have to learn how to deal with somebody. I mean, for Alexander's been a great lesson in this church. But in a lot of ways, most people don't think about it. He has taught our church to be thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
And to be flexible, even because I could see what there was a men's group meeting there in the evening. He was probably just late teacher at one step. And the men were very tough. He'd get up, he'd be walking around while they're doing the study, but they knew him, so they worked with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always been part of it. So it's not that everything always has to match exactly what you want, it's, there's other issues that are going on. So even if the curriculum is not presented, then you still can take the time to say, I will work on this, so you can present it a different way. The labs are, that's by some of the parts. It's not a school. School is 5 weeks. You know, it's 5 days a week. There's a teacher, and they're, you've got a creator, they've got to cram in. Instead, this is to augment what's being done so that there's some help with some of these things, like the labs, which just makes sense. It's easier to do the book study at home and do a lab with other people. It reduces your costs and it's whatever. The speech class is kind of hard to do at home by yourself. Get a mirror. And that's learning. The speech class isn't just about speech. It's learning to overcome fear.
Well, I'm looking forward to that in particular for Darren because it does help some of those social skills.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that for him. I just was bringing up what someone else was kind of asking, was this really required? Could we swap it with something that is? I'm fine doing the class. I'm actually very much looking forward to it for Daniel, especially because I feel he get those, maybe hopefully those skills and catch on more, you know, to it.
Well, that has to be passed on. One of the things that's always interesting about homeschoolers is their independence.
Well, I was going to say, we're all very controlling, and we like our things the way we like them,
right?
I mean, let's be honest, right? But, so working together and figuring all that out, it is. Definitely.
And we have no intention of doing something these everybody needs. We can't. It's only something there to assist and help develop some things that's really difficult to do that by yourself in one family. And that's a lot of these character development ideas. So speech fits in with that. It'd be nice to, if I had my dream, you'd have school here 3 days a week and 2 days a week. You'd get enough money coming in to hire a teacher to handle a lot of those subjects. That's called a community school. You can't get in unless you can attend. But we don't have that kind of, we don't have that facility, we don't have that kind of money, and we don't have a community that can do that actually has worked. The church that I was pastoring being the experimental facility for exactly that, a community school. But all of, every family is on the same page. And so they reinforced each other so they had to kind of best of both worlds. That fit everybody. All we're having at this point is something to get started to help develop a community, coordinating, you know, it's not just Wednesday, but developing those relationships with people who help each other way outside that, just like the LEIA. You have the LEIA things, and then there's a lot of co-ops that happen just because, well, I need this done, you need this done, and our kid's about the same age, and we're just coordinated. And that's something to pass along to the people, too. We can make but the Wednesdays really has a particular focus. It's going to have to be compromised.
Are there a lot of other homeschool groups that are Christian that are out there too? If somebody wants something more loose, or
that's Leah. Leah's very
loose. Leah's very loose. There's two Leahs, and they're both pretty loose. I don't know.
And they've got a lot of.
Side of it. Yeah.
That's just in our county.
And then within the Leah groups, there's probably co-ops. So.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Actually, it's supposed to have a
son. Every co-op I've ever been to from Leah up till I stopped homeschooling was already designed. But people participated in the planning. Like, I would teach first aid. Mm-hmm. And I think I taught first aid and speech. And then teachers helped out in other ways. And, but it was already established. And I just chose whether or not I wanted to do it. And if I did it, I suppose I did it. And if I didn't, I didn't. Because everybody, you know, we all designed our own co-op. It probably would look different to everybody, you know. We have to just decide if this has already been decided, because we've had quite a few meetings to go over what we're going to do. I mean, you've been to that. So you participated in that, and at any point we could have switched directions, but now right before it's going to start, we kind of have to, as far as I know, go with what we have, because it's starting. Circumstances change for people. You know, some people think they're not expecting to homeschool, and then they decide to, or they're expecting, you know, that they will, and they won't, or they end up moving, or they end up being transferred, or, you know. Or both parents have to go to work, or somebody gets disabled. I mean, there's so many things that can change circumstances. And I think at the last minute, we've already gone over so much of this and welcomed ideas.
That's something I keep in mind for next year. But for this year, just pass along to whoever's and any other parents that we can try and work something out for Friday, or if they want to work out a call on, or that somebody can give them contact. Because our goal is we want to promote as much interaction as possible, but also get as many kids out of public schools as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just bad. And if parents are can work with each other, it's encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the ice with it. So that was one. So next year you want to. So your suggestion for next year, the plan is to make sure that whatever the core classes are going to be things that actually required by regulations. Get those priorities and make it out of the option.
Okay.
Well, that's a good idea. Public speaking is not required in
college,
so make sure that whatever core of what we're saying you need to attend that these from this time, whatever's in it is going to be something that's going to be effective for your requirements.
Yeah, that's good, and I mean, public speaking is a good thing because it helps so many other areas in gaining confidence, and it's actually a character class. Really, more than what you're saying. What you're doing is an affirmation and encouragement and being
right.
Able to talk to people and just talk like this. But
Yeah, I get what you're saying too. You want to, time is an issue with everybody. You don't want to put time into something that isn't necessary if people are short on time. So I get that. What else?
Something that might be helpful with parents and finding out skills or talents or that they could plug in, and I've kind of got the idea from Pastor that he sends out, just where you think you can serve or what you think they're good at. Maybe something similar for parents, just what do you think your skills are, or what are things that you can contribute, or what are you comfortable teaching, or,
That might be nice to do with us.
Like in a registration or something, when you're first starting out with parents, maybe something like that, so that you have an idea of, things that they could do, or take things off of your plate, so you don't get to a little, so you know what's for.
So like put it on the registration form, maybe. That's actually a really good idea. Would you think that would be good in addition to a sign up of a spreadsheet?
Okay.
Yeah, because it's a different thing.
That might get people starting to think towards
what they could do. Yeah.
And they reveal themselves, if you have to sign, you can do it. Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, that's really a good point, too, because the last thing you want to do is assign people to do something that they hate or that they...
We're still learning so much about each other.
Yeah.
That we're in our last group.
Sure.
No, we don't know what skills. Be really good at plugging in forms, and she's amazing. I can't build a form for anything. Give me a notebook and a paper. I'll write everything down, but let's sit with me and help me.
Well, make a note of that because I think that's a really good idea to put on the registration form. I'll make a note because putting that on the registration form. Would be, I think, a really good addition to us. No, but I think that's actually a really good idea to put on a registration form so that we have an idea where this person's coming from, where their desires lie, or their skills that lie, their giftedness lies. Doesn't mean that we always function within that, but it certainly helps to do it, to be able to function within that. So I think that would be good for registration form. And we've already done the registration forms because they've been coming in, but we can cover that at our first meeting, too.
That would be voluntary. That's right.
So,
what if you get nothing?
Well, that's true. Okay. If you get nothing.
But if nobody says anything, then you have to assign it. Right?
Well, then
you have to assign. If they want to be in the co-op.
So they get one, we're ahead.
And then, of course, the people would get priority in choosing what they want to do that are at the church.
Yeah.
Our own people would get the priority. And then after that, and you could even do that in Slack, actually. Send it to the people at Grace Bible Church first and do the tier. Of who you send it to first, that you send over at the very beginning,
right.
Send it out first to, in order so that the first choices go to the people that we're ministering to the most.
Right.
Our own people.
And you get to the point where you gotta assign it. Because things,
you
certain
do
things
get
have
to, that
to get,
point. Yeah.
Some things have to get done, no matter what
they
people's,
do.
Like,
yeah.
Preferences are, or,
They do. That's just life.
That's just life.
And kids need to learn that too. Those with their first job to learn it.
Yeah.
Because no job is your dream job, Usually. You do a lot of things you're not gifted to do and don't want to do. Yeah.
Well, I'm not good at that. You know what? You just got to do it.
Yeah.
The
world does not revolve around you.
I don't like eating fish. I don't like eating fish. Well, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Don't open a fish restaurant.
Either that or you get an ass.
Yeah. That's how it has to be. But I like the fact about offering it in tiers. so that not, and I don't mean, you don't have a lot of time. We don't have a lot of time, so I'm not saying wait a week, but wait a day or two, and then just send it out. And if anybody's, you know, so that the people will have first choice if they take it. You know what I'm saying? What else? You said you had a turn.
I covered a lot of it.
We get it about Daniel. He dealt with the same thing with Jimmy, and we put him in co-ops too. And he was good.
And I'm very excited for this year.
Yeah.
I feel like he'll get to be plugged in. You know,
yeah.
Like last year he was kind of just, you know, like he would join in the common classes that we have, like practical skills and stuff. But, you know, he didn't have a study to anything to fit in at that time. So I'm excited.
Usually with kids, in my own experience with mine, with autism, but in general, as a nurse, structure is very important, and it gives them security to have structure.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to, when they're wandering around, they're, any kid, if they're just wandering around, it's structure is always good. But anyway. So, anybody else online who's there? Kayla? Or anybody else have any comments or questions?
Looks like Kayla's hand is up.
Oh, we can't hear you, Kayla, if you're talking.
Yeah, your microphone is off.
On mute, probably.
Yeah.
Are you there, Kayla?
I have time for EBS sitting over there. If that helps. You think it's going to get taken down? Just think, you could be out there spying.
Okay. So, is it?
Like 90 in the kitchen. Because of the stoves and the ovens.
Oh.
They're all going, right? So we had a flat top. Radiators.
Do you have air conditioning in those?
It makes no difference.
Wow.
So all the people are just drenched in sweat. They're reminded to drink water.
You're going to need to have a list of responsibilities for what's going to need for that class so that you can start coordinating who's going to do what in that particular class, whatever it is. I think you should also have some coordination about who's going to watch the kids during break time and lunchtime.
And the number of kids would dictate how many slots are needed for parents to be in a class.
So that's going to be for class. Mickey's talking about is something I can add to the registration form, but I can also send that out separate of just letting people, you know, let us know what are you good at. You know, frankly, if someone was good at, you know, web development or something like that, you can create your own web page. You know, the whole thing. You got Slack, which could also create something that was static with, you know, find things quickly too. If someone was good at spreadsheets, well, now we know who to put that together. You know, who's good with Excel? Who's good with who's good with Word if someone needs to learn how to put a paper together? I mean, all those are practical skills, which also becomes helpful when you're looking for someone to do a co-op with. If there's certain science subjects you really like. You know, people that have that bit of tobacco, you could find out who to ask. Or special skills, you know, if you want to learn. When your children learn to carpentry, you have to come and get Manny and say, Manny, teach me how to saw things without taking my finger off. And actually make a 90 degree cut, put fists together. You know, administrative skills, it's certainly be good to know who likes administration. I can a lot of you. Thanks. So I can work on that at some point. Well, it's sooner than later, but you definitely need it by the August meeting so that that's your organization. Who's going to do what? You're not going to have everything filled up. You should have most of it. It's not everybody's going to be able to be there.
We just won't be able to do this whole tier situation if we don't get it done for
tonight.
Yeah. But even if it's one day, if everybody checks their email once a day, or even if they don't, and they let a day go by or whatever, I'm just saying, you don't have to do a tier situation. It's just a suggestion.
No, that's excellent, because our church family should be given priority.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have actually a lot of people that we don't even know come into the club that are like friends of me, co-op members.
Right.
And so, I mean, I don't know. I just think that's wonderful that the church can use their first choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have the most invested.
Or don't go down all those tiers, but just give the church family the first choices, and then you can do it everybody else or whatever. It doesn't have to be. There were like four or five tiers or something. So it doesn't have to be each one necessarily, but it should, since it's a ministry of this church, we want to make sure the doctrine is sound. Members have given their testimony, and they know where they're at. We know they agree with the doctrinal statement because they joined the church. And I did talk to Melanie, and I found out when.
The 24th.
Yeah. Oh, no, she told me after Labor Day.
She told me August 24th.
Oh, she told me the 7th of September, yesterday.
Okay. That's right.
When did you talk to her?
She just gave me a range and said probably the later date of August 24th. So I just put that on my calendar.
Oh,
right. That's
okay.
Wednesday Bible study?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not meeting for anything.
No, she said they were
going to
come back.
Yes, I know they're not.
When I talked to her yesterday afternoon, she texted me and she said after Labor Day, the first, some stuff.
Okay, maybe it's
But that was just yesterday because nobody really knew what was happening.
She said somewhere between August 10th and August 24th, I'm sure that's like the later date. And I said, I'll just write it in, send it to me.
Okay.
I'm not a prophet, I just don't.
So since it's the ministry of our church, I looked at a few of the churches that had registered and didn't recognize them, so looked them up. And, you know, we're going to actually at the first meeting
find out what they
believe, because they did not seem, you know, those churches did not seem necessarily, you know, there were some questions. There were some questions. So we'll talk to them first meeting. I'll be with you. And just make sure that because the last thing we want is to have a ministry here and have people
who are contrary to what we believe.
Teach contrary. We've had that happen before. We've been burned before. We've been burned in Leah with that. One time in Leah, we had a special assembly, and someone brought in the book.
Jasher.
Well, that's exactly it. It was a book.
There's a book of Jasher's mentioned scripture, so this person claims to have found it.
Yeah, and drawn it in and had a whole assembly in our church.
It was discovered in medieval times.
Yeah, and it contradicted the Bible, because I went up and looked at it, and I'm like, no, no, no. God has apologized to so many people that we allow that in our church, erroneous information doctrinally. And it's happened even with preaching at times. We've got to avoid that as much as possible in any teaching. That's why you have to be a member to teach here, to teach.
So we know at least your fundamental doctrines are correct.
Yeah. We know you're becoming a member, and we already know where you're at. So, you know, that's not a problem. But it's ones we don't know, that are outside, that we haven't known for years.
And it's not that I don't want to be part of the world today. It's just that I'm kind of finding out what the picture is and what they
And then, just they go to come. So they can hear.
No, I thought this was only a committee meeting. I didn't know parents were coming, so it was only in the committee meeting.
We're going to record it.
It is recorded.
I didn't realize that.
We're going to record it, and it's being recorded, so I will post it on the website, but the address will have to let you know. I don't want it out for the general public. So, if anybody who's associated with this thing, let me know. I'll get it. So that they can sit there and watch it the whole time. And then they'll have to send their questions to us if they have some more. But I think we made it clear what we're after. And certainly the first year was an experiment, and it went better than I thought. We bought it live. It actually came together. We actually added some families to church from it. We'll probably keep doing that in the future. This is now a lot more work for this year. Of course, I think next year we'll be able to but that's actually a good idea. Is let's make the option class or something that's probably optional rather than a concert. It's like a core class that really helps the most. Because you do have to send all this stuff up to the school district and check off the box. It's more helpful. That's my kind of.
Oh,
that's fun. They go out and run around and play.
Yeah. I do like the idea of making the first subject the required, but going back into what I think the objective was to help our children grow in practicing and in skills.
Yeah.
And the verse for our public speaking class, 1 Peter 3:15, but sanctified Christ is Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a difference. It was more than just a public speaking. It was being able to share the testimony or being able to share the gospel. It's so much more than just getting up and doing a speech about a campaign or something.
Yeah. You're right. That is what we're after.
I do have two questions from some other families that had questions, and I think actually this probably is a question. Regarding science, so right now the way that we have it set up is there, if I'm not mistaken, all three science books are divided into 14 chapters. We have 28 working weeks of co-op, so we divided all the chapters into two. There's the first half and the second half, and that equals 28 weeks of being able to come into a lab. So the question is, in the book, they give a suggested schedule. But that schedule is 34 weeks. And not only that, there are some weeks where there's no experiment at all. And I know that there are some parents that would like to go with that schedule. In my mind, which again, this could be, but I think we need help with is, thinking was, we're trying to get the lab done together. So 28 weeks, all your children are required to do is read the chapter so that they're prepared for the lab. They don't have to do any of the extra work, but we're moving together so that we can finish in the 28 weeks. I think there's several concerns. One is, I don't want to rush my child ahead if you're on chapter 5 and we're still on chapter 3. I get that. Can we do 34 weeks of co-op, 34 of the working weeks. That takes us all the way to, not mistaken, to the end of June. So that's something to think about.
That's
I know that,
great start, right?
Right. There were students. I mean, I was in physical science for the most part. That's why I thought was like the one subject that we finished on time this year was science.
Right.
There was that positive peer pressure of making sure that the work was done for class. And again, it's up to the parents because they are their child's teacher. So you can keep up with the work. But again, so the question is, do we continue that? Do we lengthen the 34 weeks to 34 weeks, which takes us to the end of June? Just bringing it to the table.
Well, the school district requires you do 80% of what you say you're going to do. I don't recall ever, ever in any of my public schooling ever finishing a textbook. People that are moving at a slower pace could skip some chapters, or they could just go chapter after chapter, but you don't have to finish the book.
Well, that's from the standpoint of what's required, what's the standpoint of trying to learn all you can. You want to try and finish as much as you can.
So if they don't finish.
Now, where's all these extra weeks?
Why would they make a 34-week?
Oh, it's just the way that the curriculum is broken up in the book.
They give you what to do. Is it overwhelming to combine some? Or
some suggested just like everything else. It's up to the parents. So there will be some parents that completely go by that schedule. We did not. We just come together to do the lab, and the students are here for that.
Right.
But, could we, go 34 weeks? We could. We really got to decide that now.
Well, I'm counseling. Why is it only 28 weeks?
It's only 28 working weeks. So, we have our information day.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? We have our breaks and business.
I'm kind of so easy with the extra 18 weeks.
Well, I don't know that the co-op was meant to be the entire school year, so we didn't set it up that way. It was just what we thought would. It's just not the way it was set up last year. There were definitely families last year that wanted to be done in April, and that's just the way that it was.
That sounds like those families are going to be done by noon.
It's just part of them.
We're only going to noon, or will we finish in April? They're the ones who don't know history. Just go watch it in the movie.
Okay.
I'll be nice. We have 28 working weeks. We actually meet for total work on the weeks.
I can just try. It's basically all the way to the end of May right now. Our last clock, which again would be like furniture, speech presentation, and picnic, was done.
Not starting until September.
Yes.
So there's the last 3 weeks right there.
Yes.
I think most school districts at the end of May usually start in August. Those that start September to June. And so your curriculum is usually, your books are usually set up the same way.
Where do you think it would be weighted as far as the weight of how many people would want to only go 28 weeks and how many people would want to go 34 weeks?
I think with the younger ones, I don't know how much, but I don't know how much is involved with each. I was just going to say for personal, again, this is his first bigger course, it seems to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be overwhelming for him to go, even if you're just asking him to read, because in my mind, you're reading and doing a lab to connect what you just read in your mind with the hands-on. Right, so if you're reading faster and pushing it along, I just feel like it's going to cause him personally anxiety and some stress. Not that he's very science minded, he's very science minded. So I don't know. For
For the upper grades, I feel like it may be too much. For the youngers, I don't know because they are so little. In my opinion. I feel like it makes you do more work. You know, just because I know that you're taking on so much, I feel like you're rewriting it to make it fit in the co-op where, like they're saying, we don't have to finish it in the co-op. But I know what you're saying with the lab is that you feel like because we paid for it all together, we should do it all together. I don't have a solution.
I don't.
I really don't.
How many weeks do you have, Kidman?
We,
total. You have 28 working weeks. We have total number of weeks.
Check right now. Well, isn't that 28?
No. Because they have other activities.
Oh, right. Like if you're
off. I was 52 weeks in a year. You have a couple weeks off. You have 2 weeks off. It's 50 for holidays. That's 50 weeks. You can take how many months? How many weeks off for summer? That's what you have left. Probably not really in the Christmas or activity. And you have special activities. Those added.
Including the special activities.
Yeah.
Astronomy is 14. So the only one.
Now you have to do snow days.
Yeah.
No.
So you tack on is we are going to end on this date, unless we have snow dates, in which case it'll be this date. So otherwise, you're working with yourself.
Does every have an experiment or something to do with it?
I think every lesson maybe has like one or two, up to maybe four or five. So it just depends on the chapter.
Okay, so who's going to make the decision if we eliminate a few classes?
I would say the best thing is try and find someone who will take responsibility for each class to be the lead teacher and let them make that decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then they could talk to their parents that are in that group and say, how are we going to figure out the end? Like, if we're not done.
And then we all fall on.
And it's like, yeah, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to rewrite the schedule. Everyone, because this is already in everybody's book. We all have the lab books. It's easy to follow. You can check it off when you're done with it. And each teacher of each class can say, this is the experiment we're going to be doing. You know, the parents can make the teacher.
I think that's the way it is, yeah.
It's taking so much off of you and allowing the teacher, the parents, to take responsibility. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not taking their responsibility. Like, they're supposed to be teaching, right? No.
And then they communicate to the parents how they're going to do it so that the parents can augment that in their own homeschooling.
It's taking responsibility.
Sure.
And right? The other thing, though, to think about in the books, when I look at the way the physical science is laid out, and if we've even done the 34 books, there are several English notes there that are wrong. So it's like, either we condense that, but then we're running into the problem again.
Why don't we just skip the ones that don't have experiments and let them do that at home? Because the group is better for the experiment.
That's perfect. As long as it's not the parents or family or extended. It's like, I want to take my chance with all these chapters.
Right.
It's like, there's so many different concerns that it's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you cannot see everything.
No, you can't.
And
we just have to stick with what we got. And I think that's a great, I think that's what I would do. I would skip the ones without experiments and let them just do that on their own. In physical science, it doesn't build on itself necessarily. In most of sciences, it doesn't. And so, they have units, and inside units are chapters. But you can take a chapter and tack it on at the end in order to get all those experiments done and not rush. You can always do that and then just go at the end when they're just with mom and dad. You know, they can do the ones that didn't have experiments. And it's not going to be out of the blue. It's not going to be a problem. It's not like history, where you're going in chronological order, and if you go out of chronological order, it's a disaster. You know.
So we just have to take away the seven actual weeks. Hopefully most of those are like little experiment weeks.
That's what I would do. And then if the parents want to finish the book and complete it, which is great. I mean, we finished a lot of our books. We didn't finish all of them. I skipped around and did things in a different order, but that's me. Then the parents can make the decision what they want to do. Everybody can decide for themselves. And I think your idea is perfect to let that lead teacher deal with it so that you and Jillian have that on top of everything else to go over. Because really, the teacher that's going to be teaching it is really that person's decision to make and communicate, and because they're the ones teaching it.
That's kind of the
Yes.
I think I've had people offer to teach botany.
Astronomy? No.
I mean, I don't think you can ask it because the last thing we knew was that we were going to have everybody take a turn. So this is a completely, different step that we're taking, and it would be great.
It's only if you have everybody take a turn. It can work well, but the Some people are. Some people, the people that love it, are going to do a better job teaching it because they know it, and it, with anything. And people that don't know it are going to feel very stressed about trying to teach it because they don't know it. And so it is different, though. It is different than what the plan was. And I understand that. You've already put in so many hours on the plan, but it might be a lot easier to do.
Oh, no. Like, Jillian was about to put all of that in.
Oh.
That was a, I can be very, like, the magic for her. I think that's going to be, like, really helpful. She just have to, like, restructure it. That, I don't even know how she was going to handle that. It's going to be, I mean, even this is still going to be a little stressful because now plugging in people, make sure that the work is distributed, you know, it's going to be a challenge.
It would be okay if at that first meeting, I mean, if you send out the spreadsheet in the tier form, and even if some people even saw it for the first time at that meeting, that would be okay. They would see what's left, and they would sign up for whatever they had to. And then if they wanted to trade with each other before school started, like, you know, in that week, if somebody could say, really, you know, they could do that, but in the week that they have, it starts, but.
Well, it's around the semester. You can trade around because that's pop up and you have to be able to trade.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it a lot easier because then you have to have someone write it for me, everything. You have several people working on it.
And if a disaster happens and one of the lead teachers has a problem and can't teach that day, for whatever reason they get sick or their child's on it, then that's why you sign up. So you have some teachers' aides. One of them can just take over because they're communicating with each other. And so, and I wouldn't call them just parents watching their children. I'd call them teachers' aides because that gives you some responsibility and some skin in the game to be there so that, you know, somebody else doesn't have to jump in not knowing anything and trying to teach something that they've never seen before. Somebody would just take the place of the lead teacher that day. An understudy, so to speak. Yeah.
Like teacher and helper all the time when you're together.
Yeah.
Then you should know the course and what's coming in.
Right.
And then if you're sick, that person would jump in.
Yeah.
They just,
yeah. And then all they'd have to do is call that person. They wouldn't even have to call you or Jillian.
Right.
I would just call that person and
right.
Say,
so if it was me, Crystal,
yeah.
She gets it. She
right.
calls me. I say, okay, no problem.
Yeah.
I'll ask, you know, I'll get a helper or somebody to help me.
Yeah. And
she doesn't have to sort me.
Right. Otherwise, yeah, because otherwise, with all the planning, that's such a huge job in itself that they don't have to be involved in every single thing. I mean, even in our ministry, in our nursery department, we like people to replace themselves. And I always see, you know, names crossed out and changed because people have realized, oh, I can't do it that day. But they don't go to Cynthia, who makes the schedule, and say, I can't do it that day. Can you find somebody? You know, because that's a lot of work for her. So they just replace themselves. They trade with somebody. We do it for Children's Church. We do it, you know, on our own. Awesome. And there's more continuity that way. Then you don't have to be responsible or you can relax, you know, and do whatever you're going to do. But as you know, we already have it planned. The only thing different would be to change maybe that part of it. And we didn't think about it until questions came up about it. And we're going to learn each year. We're going to learn every year. But this would just be, I think, as simple as a spreadsheet that shouldn't really take that long. Just looking at how many kids, how many, you know, how many slots. Teacher's aide. It's not really that difficult. I don't even know how to make a spreadsheet. So for me, it would be difficult. But I would tell Scott to do it. So, I mean, to make a spreadsheet, you know, or teach me how to make a spreadsheet. So
even
I'm not.
Spreads really well.
But the actual inputting, I mean, I don't know how to do the function, but the actual inputting is actually pretty elementary. Teacher, who's needed for the classes? Teacher, full-time teacher, aid. Teacher's aide. How many aides, depending on how many kids? And that's really it.
Again, Jenny had mentioned some other job that I didn't even think about, which I just thought
that
person that's going to be able to make sure of what we don't have. Because those lab kits, unfortunately, don't have everything.
Oh, okay. And that could also fall on the class teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Too.
That's pretty easy.
Because if they're going to do a project, then...
I have a physical, not a physical botany, Julie bought the physical botany, and it actually has listed what's included in the kit. On the other side, it says what you provide. And
Really?
And for some reason, it's almost like I was making sure that I was looking at the position, and it still wasn't right. There were things that were missing. There were things that, I don't know, it was just not there.
So what's the publisher?
Apologia.
Really?
Actually, I'm sorry, the person that does the kit that we bought was for the teacher's workshop.
Oh, okay.
But, and they were great to have, but what is if they weren't accurate? So it but if somebody takes that role, that's wonderful.
I would think that the person for each class.
I don't even know that it should be a teacher. Like last year, I didn't come back. You know what I mean? But do you want someone to go back beforehand and make sure everything and what is needed?
Yeah.
Somebody needs to be in charge. So since I already purchased the botany, do you want me to just go through it, whether I'm teaching it or not? I mean, if you want to take that on and then be a potential teacher as well, that would be up to you. But now we're not spreading, the jobs. And the way that we're doing it now with one person teaching all year, that's only, three teachers right now. So what is, I think that's what Jillian was mentioning, too. It's what is everybody going to do? They're going to be helpers, and they're going to fill in when people are sick. That's true, but that's a big job, so why not?
I see what you're saying. Well, what we could do, too, another idea, is you don't have to teach the whole year if you don't want to.
Some people do, though. You know,
if you want to, you can. If you really want to do that, love it. If you don't, if you want a break, then we divide up the teaching in a spreadsheet with, say, dates on it. You know, teach the first month or teach the first
year.
I think you should. So you're going to make that particular job a job for someone to take care of instead of the teacher overall.
I was just thinking it was a one-time job. Like, you're making sure that everything is in that kit that's needed and whatever's not,
it's
written down.
It's a one-time job.
And
probably
then
for every lab.
That's
what I'm thinking.
Because what's on the list, what's in that, and what's in the lab, something that's not completely different. And then also putting on a list for parents to sign up for the sale of everything. Mm-hmm. Because the teacher should not be responsible for providing everything.
That's for every week, that's what you
every
say.
Week, sometimes we have 2 weeks of responsibility. That's what
I'm going to share the responsibility of lots.
So, in a little bit of that, a bug.
Caleb knew what it was.
Okay.
That's a good guess. It's a fruit fly.
Oh, that's a big
one. That's an apple.
You found that in the bathroom?
Yeah, I did. Bathroom. Well, I couldn't find any apples in this, so
I think that would could be addressed on the spreadsheet as well.
Sure.
If you wanted to teach the whole year, we could divide it up into quarters. Just sign up to do all year. Or if they didn't, then they couldn't. But then we have to start. Once somebody signs up for one thing, if there's not enough people, then somebody people have to sign up for more than one thing. So, you know. But that way, if we make it in quarters, the spreadsheet, those that want variety get variety, and those that don't have to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that'll be wonderful. I mean, whichever way we divide it up will be great. It's just like making sure there's an equal distribution of work. I don't know that that's really even possible, you know.
It's going to be hard to make it equal distribution.
Which is a lot of people like to do a particular thing and do it.
But the problem would be if people want to do
anything.
I'm done.
The spreadsheet has to be full. I mean, it
has to be. Yeah, it has to be full. Yeah, and actually, you can take the mothers and slots, or fathers, people, parents, and the slots, and just do the math right there and say everybody's going to have to sign up for how many things? One, two, three. Given. If we do it by quarters, there'll be more slots.
Three things, because you have multiple classes, you have to train all of that.
And sign up, you know, and to be instructed, look, if you want to teach, you know, your three things could be, you know, they're not all equal in distribution. The lead teacher is definitely going to do more work than any teacher today. Maybe we should require that everybody has to be a lead teacher in something.
No, that's if there's, you know, a lot of people too that are new to the school in general.
Oh,
they're new, you don't know them, and also there are skills of being a teacher, a particular subject that they necessarily have to be teaching.
I think that was an additional idea, just for the distribution of, and, you know,
it is.
It makes sense.
It is. It is the goal to have equal distribution because it shouldn't fall. You and Jillian have been spending your summer, you know, already doing so much, and it should be as equally distributed as possible to lighten the load of everybody so that everybody benefits and burdens. So that if they go, I have to do this, I have to do this. It's meant to be a benefit to only have to do part and reap the benefit of everybody else also working with your kids.
I would just say that for the spreadsheet, like if you guys have all the names, like the idea that the jobs that have to be listed for everything, I could put a spreadsheet together.
Hear that, Jillian, help! Help is on the way.
Crystal is techy. I really admire that.
And because I do mess with Excel all day. So, yeah.
Thank you.
And I do know how to teach. Yeah. I would think that it would be like by class, subtitle, like class, and then coming in, and then the jobs that would have to go with that. So, teacher choosing. Lab kid inspector.
There you go. Maybe you could, coordinate with Jillian about
the all the sheets.
Or
some people would know too what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And if they need a description of, okay, just make sure the list is good, you know, we have all the materials for the lab for that. So, Jillian.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Listen to me, though. Say, really?
Oh,
And that's really good because the whole, I mean, the goal is to not feel isolated and alone, and our kids feeling isolated and alone. It is, we need, you know, relationships, and that's how, it's sort of like doing a board game with your kids. You see where their hearts are at by doing a board game. Are they competitive? Do they cheat? Do they, you know, do they lie? Do they gloat? Are they sore losers and gloating winners? You see a ton of things by just doing a board game. And when they're in a group together, you can observe things you wouldn't see at home. You see how they act away from you when they think you're not watching them. And there's so many advantages to sharing the lows in a small way. And it is a small way. We're not starting a school. We're just, you know, there's fellowship for the kids. There's fellowship for the moms. There's a working together, and we'll all grow. It's a really good thing. So, but to make the work as equal as possible, we might add more weight to certain things. Like maybe even make colored boxes. You know, one box that's colored or shaded or something equals two boxes or three boxes or something else, based on the time that those things would take. That's another just an idea. It's not that I'm not artistic. I love certain things. I cross stitch and I just can't draw a picture and I can't. And I'm not, I don't, I see functionality more than I see beauty. So, you might not.
Functional pretty boxes.
Yeah, I like things to look nice, but I don't know how to make them look nice. If I want to decorate a room, I'll ask somebody, you know, that is, you know, to come over and look at the room and tell me what to do. Mm-hmm. I'm really good at following directions.
Mm-hmm.
So. Not that it's a art. We did art. My children are as artistic as I am.
It's really good. We could figure out what he was writing. He's usually some sort of monster eating something.
Yeah. It's always monster.
And we always have that sermon book in there somehow.
Yeah. So, anything else, anybody?
I don't know if this fits the game, or maybe it does. I do have a family that's interested in the issues, and so another family has offered to take teaching.
That's why I wanted to make the emphasis, because I know there's an issue for you guys. Is you can't require it has to be the parent. There's all sorts of situations that come up, but there has to be somebody there that has agreed to take on that responsibility that would belong to the parent. So yeah, they can figure that out. That'd be great. I'm all for flexibility.
And the things that are more time-consuming and require more effort would be weighted differently than the things that are. Because you don't have to be as prepared, being a teacher, say. You don't have to be, you know, you can wing it to some degree. Whereas the teacher has to be very prepared. Sure.
Teacher, everybody else. Now going back to some stuff that was originally in the idea of practice skills, that's the Loose Friday open for seminars and things like that, or something for practical skills that you want to do. So there's something that can be added in there that can be, you know, thrown in there, you know, definitely in the August meeting anyway. It's like if someone wants to do these things, you can coordinate and plan it and invite everybody, but that would be optional.
A lot of people can't take more than one day out.
Mm-hmm.
I know I couldn't when I was in school. Co-op was one part of the day, and that was an
Depends how much it saves you from having to do something else. If they're taking up these subjects, you don't have to do it. So, but you have all the other subjects you're trying to cover, which goes back to is making sure that the course that is must be here for this, at least it's the requirements so that if they can check out their box and not feel that it's pressure. Let's face a lot of it so that this can get together too. That's it. Really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got anything, Manny? No, you got it all figured out? All right. I have this pen here that says, give me your tired. Does it do with that?
That's what I got tired.
I'll throw it over the lens. Yeah, I miss my siesta too.
No.
Well, then let's pray, and I'll get that coordinated so I can post it. Thank you, Father, for a very productive meeting today with a lot of things coming up that we can be more efficient and effective for the sake of our children, that they might know you and walk with you in the ways that you've directed. We can help each other as families to be what you want us to be. Thank you for all the good ideas that have come out and ways we can accomplish these things. And we're looking forward to the semester starting, but also looking forward to a little bit of a break before that happens. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of a break.
Do you need this back? Oh, sure. Or if you want to eat the back.
That's something that they've written in.
Yes, I had some last minute additions. I'll show you.
I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you.